Oh, now that's what I'm wondering too. I think that's a lost cause.
They have two or three people who listen to these things and who write down, you know, what
I mean, they do some horse laughing when they hear them.
They do. And I tell you, what's really good is when you have the phone, the thing, you know, sitting around up on a table or something, like right beside the phone, and the phone rings.
Yeah.
Think of those people listening to the tape. You know,
yeah.
Well, anyway, that's happened to any number of times when I've been doing it. If you want to get some water to drink, you probably go in the kitchen and turn on the
faucet.
Okay, and if it's out in the backyard, do you call it anything different?
You just say hydrant.
Okay. And if it's on a big portable water can, do you call it anything different? Or do you call it, what do you call it, if it's on a big portable water can?
I don't know.
Would you call it a faucet? That seem?
Oh, yeah, the spigot on the water can would be spigot or faucet, either one.
Okay. Same thing? Those are the same?
Probably thing? Be the same thing.
Okay.
Different. Be the same meaning. Different word.
Uh-huh. Okay. excuse me. You might say, last night it was so cold that our water pipes
froze.
I wish.
No, not me. Mm-mm. Cost too much money to have them.
Well, I wouldn't want to freeze, but I sure do wish it turned cold. Have you ever had that happen?
Last winter, I had my first one.
Yeah, what happened?
Froze the faucet outside, hydrant.
Uh-huh. Did you have to have it replaced?
Yes, sure did.
We've never had that happen yet, but...
Oh, water was just spurting all over everywhere. My son happened to come over here, and he went and got another faucet and put on it.
Mm-hmm. You say, after the pipes freeze, then they...
burst.
Okay. Let's see. What do people used to buy pickles in? No, I don't know if you buy them in that at all.
Kegs.
Okay. And what did people used to buy a large amount of flour in? Like a keg, but bigger.
They call it barrels, flour barrels.
Okay. And if people bought a fairly large amount of molasses, what did it come in?
I think, I don't know if it, I can't remember if they called it drums or kegs.
Okay.
Drums, drum, I believe they called it drum. I'm not positive.
Okay. If, say you got a salt box, didn't have a spout on it, and so in order to pour the salt into something, you'd have to get a thing shaped like this. So.
Funnel.
Okay. And,
to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in the
bed. Okay. And if you go to the
grocery store, the checker's going
to put your groceries in a, what? Pack them
up for you. Well, he's put them in a sack.
Okay. What's it made out of? Usually.
Just a brown paper bag.
Okay.
Well, I know what it's made out of, but I don't want to go into all that.
Yeah, well, this paper was all I was looking for. Let's see. She heard something we didn't hear.
No.
How did a large quantity of sugar used to come? What it used to come in?
Now, before my time, I don't know what it came in,
uh-huh.
But as far back as I can remember, it used to come in 100-pound, like brown domestic bags with inside a burlap bag.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we bought it all the time, by the 100-pound bags.
Uh-huh. Okay. How long did it take you to set up?
Well, my family usually would come to Waco about twice a year,
mm-hmm.
and for supplies,
mm-hmm.
and they'd buy a 100-pound sack of sugar. Now, I don't have the flour, I don't remember that, but my mother and father bought their canned goods by the case.
Mm.
Salmon, tomatoes, all kinds, all the vegetables that were available at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Prunes in boxes, mm-hmm. used to come in pasteboard boxes, prunes, apricots, raisins.
Mm-hmm. They were dried prunes?
Dried prunes, uh-huh. dried apples, all of those things. Uh-huh. They would buy them by the... A little box, I believe it was 10 pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I assume it was 10 or 12 pound boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And crackers by the big box.
Mm-hmm.
So big.
Mm-hmm.
About a little over 2 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
And about been a square, the boxes. It would be in two, have a petition in it.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
It'd be a huge box of crackers.
Yeah.
And really, I don't think, now my grandmother, they may have bought flour by the barrel, but I think they used to go to the mill and have their flour around. And the mill also,
uh-huh.
I think they did most of the time. Now, of course, after I got older, the grocers began to have more, things were more available,
uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Sugar and